Bank. Raphael suggests Savior Bank. Janet recommends the George W. Bush National Bank. Tell us your ideas at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. That Bush comment suggests that the approval ratings for the outgoing president makes it irresistible to think of the transition to the Obama administration as something of a turning of a historical page. And of course, President Obama has been compared to all kinds of American leaders, from Abraham Lincoln to John F. Kennedy. But Matt Bai, who joins us, he's a New York Times Magazine contributing writer, suggests a little bit of caution here, and that looking back at history for parallels is maybe perilous here. You fail to look forward when you do that. We're on the line now with Matt Bai. He's the author of Don't Look Back, an article that explores this issue in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Matt Bai, good morning.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I sort of think I want to know if they're going to bury the bad dead at Yucca Mountain. That's my
nice
question about this.
The Nuke Bank, the Nuke Waste National Bank.
Right.
Or the Yucca National Bank. That's a great suggestion, Matt.
If it's toxic, you got to put it somewhere.
There you go. You got to get the people of Nevada to go along with it, though, and that's the problem. maybe Tim Geithner can work on that. Why not look to history to see parallels for Barack Obama in many ways, and the rhetoric of the campaign and the transition made those historical comparisons kind of irresistible?
Well, it's okay to look to history. I mean, I would be the world's largest hypocrite if I said it wasn't, because I've written so many pieces. I mean, we need history. Everybody, it's an important frame of reference, and you can look at Obama, as I point out, a lot of different ways. I mean, he himself made clear comparisons with Abraham Lincoln in his inauguration lineup. You know, I've compared him, and have many others, to John Kennedy in so many ways: a young senator, an outsider, a generational change. And of course, there are a lot of comparisons now to Franklin Roosevelt. I think where you get into trouble is where you begin to look so hard backward, where you begin to draw such comparisons where they're a little bit forced, that it begins to go beyond looking at certain parallels, and you begin to think that you're living in a very close resemblance of another time, and that you can actually solve your problems the way they were solved in another time. And I think people get stuck on historical comparisons because they're just looking for a blueprint, and it's the easiest way to get one, or because it's an easy way to argue for what you want, right? If Obama is FDR, then it follows you should get a New Deal, and there are an awful lot of people out there who think, you know, all we need is another New Deal. But I think we ought not to use history as a cover for not trying to understand, explain, and grapple with our own very difficult time.
You suggest that a comparison at least as useful as FDR or John F. Kennedy might be Ronald Reagan, and I was thinking about that this morning. And it seems to me the Reagan issue, as successful of a leader as Ronald Reagan was, it was also the case that America, in some sense, got together and created this consensus that something new had to happen now. And so then it did. And so in many ways, Reagan was kind of surfing the edge of a wave that already existed. I'm wondering if that's the sort of Obama scenario that you're looking at when you look at Reagan.
I think you're exactly right, John. You really are. First of all, the plain, if you really want to make historical comparisons based on the external situation in the country, not the White House, Reagan is as good a comparison probably as the Great, certainly better than the Great Depression, and as good as Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, if you look at the economic situation he faced, and the soaring interest rates and the soaring inflation, it was a little different. But you know, you're reading an awful lot in the paper about, you know, since 1981, it's the worst since 1981. I mean, we forget how terrible and how scary and terrible an economic period that was, and an international period. So there are a lot of comparisons. But you know, you put your finger on it. I think, you know, Reagan was the product of a moment where people felt very badly about the country and its direction, and wanted strong leadership to change it. And what he did, I think, to fill that vacuum was to explain it, was really to offer people a story of how the excesses of government and the weakness of a government that got you there, and how you were going to get out. And of course, we still debate today whether that story was an accurate one, and that's part of politics. But I think Obama, you know, certainly tried to do that in his inauguration speech, and has tried to do that all through the transition and in the campaign, is to give people, not just to arrive on the scene, but to give people some sense of how you got there. In his telling, you know, we had a generation of leadership that failed to make difficult choices, right? They couldn't put away childish things, as he put it. He wasn't talking about just the president, Bush. He was talking about a whole generation. And in that sense, he is beginning to tell that story.
But he was also talking about, and this is what's difficult about the story, about the private sector being the place that has failed us, and that in many ways it's the government that is the hero, exactly the opposite of what Ronald Reagan's story is. How quickly do you think people are going to come to that story, and what's going to need to happen for people to have faith in government after really a generation of trashing government as a way to get into office?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I don't know how quickly people will come to it. But I personally, there's a million interpretations of this. I think what has to happen is you need to be sort of honest about this. I mean, if you want to talk about making hard choices as a country, then you have to give the country difficult choices, and I think you have to have an honest discussion. And what disappointed me about this stimulus process, you know, everybody has complaints about this bill or the way it was done. You know, what disappointed me is that I think there's a lot of things going on in that bill that are actually different. Entitlement and tax reform, long-term investment, short-term stimulus. Those are different stories that need to be explained to people. And I think my fear is that you don't explain all those different stories. You decide it's just more expedient, more possible to do it all at once when you have a blank check. It doesn't work exactly the way people want, perhaps, or in the short term. And you're sort of stuck looking like government as usual, right? Throwing money at a problem and not fixing it. I think he has to be very conscious along the way of explaining to the public things that, you know, of explaining exactly how we got here and how he plans to get us out.
Well, that certainly is the story, and we should remind our listeners that Ronald Reagan had a opposition Congress in his first term, unlike what Barack Obama has. So
he also had an assassination attempt, which
that's right.
You know, perversely helped his
interesting, yeah, that's
his
right.
political capital
that's right.
quite a bit.
That's right. Well, Matt Bai, a New York Times Magazine contributing writer, Don't Look Back is his article in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Is it too early to compare Barack Obama to big historical figures? You decide. Read the article. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Femi Okay's here with the headlines.
21 minutes to the top of the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.